Chapter 27. A last great crashing lance impact told Mortarion everything he needed to know. The Swordstorm's shields had been broken, truly this time, and he was free to teleport clear. He looked down at the slain around him, each one ended by the cut of scythes, and watched the blood trails pool and drain across the floor of the deck. They had all raced onto his blade, eager to meet it, fighting as furiously and as well as any warriors of any legion. But there had been something more with them, a kind of mania. Their Khan, Torgun, lay on the deck, his back broken. He had been hard to finish off, not as fast as his brothers, but tough to grind down. In the end, silence had ripped the helm from his head, and Mortarion had seen his expression under it. Blooded, on the edge of death, yet his eyes were alive with joy. Then he was gone, ended like so many thousand others, cut apart, his spine trodden down into the metal.
"My lord," came Calgaro's voice over the comm, "loci established. I am bringing you to safety."
Mortarion nodded numbly. The combat had been wearying, a procession of slaughter that was no consolation for missing the greater prize, and even in victory there was no small measure of humiliation. Beams of etherlite slammed down, and once more the chill of the abyss shivered through him. The haze cleared, and he was back on the bridge of the Endurance, surrounded by the ice-rimed outlines of the Death Shroud. Calgaro stood to greet him. Beside the Siege Master stood ranks of 14th Legion retainers, bridge crew and menials. Beyond those, isolated from the others, was a small retinue clad in gold and purple. At their head was the Lord Commander Primus, who bowed.
"My lord, forgive the liberty," said Eidolon, "but as you see, the battle is over. I wish to ensure that you were returned to us."
Beyond him, through the bridge's real viewers, Mortarion saw the void glowing red with burning ships. The Swordstorm itself was racked with explosions, its massive shell lit from within, its equilibrium gone. Slowly, it was tumbling away from the battleplane, shedding the charred extremities of its ravaged hull, too far gone now to be salvaged. On the far side of that holocaust, the last of the White Scars fleet was also gone, withdrawn across the edge of the rupture, leaving behind only their broken and smouldering wreckage. Any pursuit from his own vessels or those of Eidolon's was now impossible. The rift had closed.
"The Khan?"
asked Mortarion grimly, more for the sake of completeness than anything. He already knew that Jagatai was gone, swept out of reach just as the claws closed around his neck.
"Fled, my lord," said Eidolon. "Doubt not, this has been your victory. He runs from you, and the warp will not be kind."
"Victory!"
roared Mortarion, whirling to face the Lord Commander, spitting bile from his ancient rebreather.
"Victory! One to record in the annals. Hell's mutant! If this is victory, then you must enjoy pain even more than your reputation suggests."
Out in the void, the battleships of the 3rd and the 14th had slowed to full halt. The great guns were doused in steaming vats of coolant, and the overheated plasma drives were shut down before they could run away to ruin. The last flickers of the void battle played out on the margins, isolated pockets of 5th Legion resistance too slow to make the warp rift, hunted down for informants, even though the need for such had now largely gone. Mortarion paced back towards the throne, his mind already working hard. Another failure, another mark to set against his record. He would have to go back to Horus, to his brother Primarchs, and the weight of his shame would lie just as heavy as it always had. Calgaro waited patiently as ever, saying nothing before being addressed. His entourage remained at their stations, as dour and silent as ever. They were waiting, all of them, for the word of command. As he looked at their expectant faces, Mortarion felt a kind of loathing well up within him. He had killed, but it had not been enough. He had hunted, driving his sons hard across the void and away from the sights of glory, and it had not been enough. Deep down, closeted away, chained up, the broken monster Grulgor lashed against his bonds. The grimoires remained in his chambers, unread, slowly rotting. The psykers that populated every ship in his fleet still lingered, exercising restraint for the moment, but the words of power were still on their lips. He recalled Eidolon's earlier words.
You cannot defer the gods forever. You may build walls and you may issue laws, but you cannot put back what has been taken out.
Finish all tasks remaining.
Mortarion growled at length, lowering his lean body back into the throne.
Do it swiftly, then we make for the warp.
He turned his gaze back to Lord Commander Eidolon.
You found my brother well enough, Mortarion said. Do the means still exist?
Eidolon looked uncertain.
I fear the Khan is beyond us now, Lord.
Another, then. If I give you the name, do the arts still answer?
It would depend on the name.
One I would bring to heel before we reach the throne world.
Eidolon looked amused.
You might be more precise.
Mortarion thought of Grulgor then. He pictured him slurring his foul breath amid the bilge-rotten hold space. On Molech, he had been the weapon that had leveled cities. He was an abomination. There had to be a better way.
I will be at the War Master's side. We will take our place at the vanguard and give the Legion the honor it deserves. But not without our full strength, not without those who were there at the start.
Mortarion looked down at Eidolon, at his finery, at his debauchery, and his weakness and his strength, and felt sickened by it all.
So, take me to my first captain. Bring me Carlos Typhon.